Blog Talk Radio.
God, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We give God, in spite of all that's happening in our personal lives or around us, We give God hallelujah anyhow.
Yes, God.
That is the highest praise. We praise God on tonight. We give him a shout of glory.
Yes,
he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our honor. He's worthy of reverence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We recognize the reason for the season on tonight.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for dying for the forgiveness of our sins, the redeeming blood of Christ. And we are the redeemed on this prayer line, and we are saying so. We are making a declaration tonight, and we thank God for the blood of Jesus that has been shed for you and I. And many other souls will be won over. Hallelujah. As we continue to pray for the lost souls of this world, we continue to pray for the backslider. We continue to pray for those in need of prayer. I'm Pastor Anthony Simmons, here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we thank God for every caller tonight.
Yes.
Thank God that we have this intercessory prayer line, this prayer team, that find it not robbery to pray every Tuesday night. And I strongly believe, and I've seen the manifestation of what we are doing on these Tuesday nights, and I've heard testimonies even through the regular callers of the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. The word says the prayers of the righteous are effective and powerful. So we thank God that we're not wasting our time, but I believe that God is honoring our prayers and hearing our prayers in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, continue to pray for my wife and I. Pastor Rebecca eulogized one of our members, Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We memorialize her. We remember her today. She had a life and a legacy worthy of honor, praise, and glory. So we thank God for her life, even as she has blessed our ministry while she was here. And she had a wonderful home-going service, and we thank God for her life. And we're going to continue to pray for her family, the Page family, her daughter and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren, along with her extended family. And continue to pray for us. Hallelujah. I just want to read a few verses coming from Philippians chapter 4 tonight. Philippians chapter 4, I'll begin at verse number 6, reading from the King James Version of the Bible. It says, be careful for nothing. I'm going to say that again. It says, be careful for nothing. Other translations may say, be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And through these few verses of scripture at the outset of this prayer tonight, we're doing what we've learned to do. We're doing what we have received. We have received the ability to pray and the authority to pray and the right to pray through the name and in the name of Jesus. Paul says to the church at Philippi, what you heard, what you've seen, and what you have learned from me, do. So I thank God that we have learned to pray. He says when we pray and bring our supplications to God with thanksgiving, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. If you don't have peace in your mind through Christ Jesus, when you pray, lean not into your own understanding, I guarantee you, you're going to have peace through Christ Jesus. When you do what the Word of God says to do, we'll have peace in our lives. It's supernaturally. It can't be explained. There's no logic behind it. But when we pray to God, when we cast our cares to God, when we hand it over to Jesus, there's something about the burden being lifted off of our lives. I try to do this with my own life, and when I find myself trying to worry, or I try to change the channel, as I learned during the motivational years, change the picture. It said, what sort of things are true? What sort of things are honest? What sort of things are pure? What sort of things are good and lovely? What sort of things are positive? Change the negative picture and put your mind on the positive.
Yes.
And the blessings of God, the promises of God, what God is doing. Don't focus on what he's not doing. Focus on what God is doing. I thank God that I'm alive today. I thank God that I'm in my right mind. We had a home-going service on yesterday, and our eldest daughter's birthday was yesterday. I said in one day we celebrated birth, and we memorialized, and we had a home-going service that finalized Evangelist Pay's time on this earth. So we're going to celebrate life today as we celebrated her life yesterday. And I thank God that as we pray tonight, the peace of God will be with you. It says the God of peace shall be with us when we pray and give our supplications and our requests to God with thanksgiving. That means we're thanking God that he hears us. We're not praying to deaf ears tonight. I strongly believe that God hears us as we come collectively, because according to the word, where two or more are gathered in his name, hallelujah, as to touch and agree. That's why it's the power of agreement on this prayer line. Hallelujah. He's not a Santa Claus. He's not a genie. It's according to his will. We pray to him, though. And then we step back and say, Lord, let your will be done. And we receive the answer with thanksgiving. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every caller tonight. I pray for myself. I pray for my wife. I pray for the New Creation Church family. I pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page family, Adela, Beth, and Carrie Ann, and David, and all the other children and grandchildren. I pray, Lord. You said, mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah for the time and the memories and the moments and the God, Father God, the fellowship that we have had with her. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch every life tonight on this prayer line. Minister to every heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to touch New Creation Church. Thank you, glory be to God for the growth, the expansion, the flourishment, and the ministry gifts coming into that church. Thank you, Lord, for the resources that are coming into the church of New Creation. Thank you for the building that we dwell in and the facility, Lord, that you have blessed us to have fellowship and worship service in. Oh, Lord, we give you thanksgiving tonight. We don't want to take it for granted.
Yes.
You opened the door that no man can shut. Mm-hmm. So we thank you for the opportunity and a beautiful place of worship. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the New Creation Church family that continues, Lord, collectively and corporately to do what we need to do to touch lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, our mission is to change lives. Our mission is to bring people to Jesus. Our mission is to save souls. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for first saving us. Thank you for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for, in the name of Jesus, extending down your grace and your mercy to every person on this prayer line who is saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, born again, baptized believers, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the gift of salvation on tonight. You said in your word, Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm so glad that I called on the name. I'm glad my wife called on the name. I'm glad my children know Jesus for themselves. I thank God for every prayer warrior on this prayer line who have said, yes, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you. Meet every need, Lord, as we get ready to close out this calendar year. Those looking for jobs before they cross over into 2015, as they go on an interview, make a way out of no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for the sick. We lift up even Sister Carmen's aunt, Lord, out of the Connecticut area. In the name of Jesus, Maria's aunt, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch that situation, Lord. Oh, have mercy, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up her aunt to you. And we say, Lord, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, only you know what the family is going through. Only you know, Lord, what they stand in the need of. Only you know, Lord, glory be to God, what's in their hearts and their minds. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch Carmen and Maria and her aunt and that family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they are faithful, God, and they are faith-filled. So, Lord, honor their faith tonight. Honor their prayers tonight in the name of Jesus. And we, Lord, stand in agreement with this family. And we say, Lord, they're in the need of a miracle right now. And you're a miracle-working God. So we give it to you. We bring our prayers and our supplications to you tonight with thanksgiving. We say, we pray according to your will. We know that you hear us. And if you hear us, we know we have what we ask of you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch this family. Glory be to God. Everyone looking this way, oh, Shabba Akata. Everyone looking this way for prayer. We bind up sickness and disease tonight. Pastor, when I said it, I felt the release. I don't know if you're on this prayer line and you got sickness in your body, but receive it. Lift up your holy hands right now and receive your deliverance in this prayer moment. This is Kairos. Yes. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. When I said it, God said there's a release. There's a breakthrough right now, even as I speak on this prayer line. There's a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. If you have sickness in your body, if you've been going through pain in your members, if you've been troubled with disease and sickness, I felt a release in my spirit, even as I bind up that spirit of sickness and disease in the supernatural realm. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the supernatural realm that supersedes this earthly realm. Your word says, let your will be done on earth as it's already in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. And right now, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel your will being done right now in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch that body right now. Touch that ailment right now. Touch in the name of Jesus that infirmity right now and remove it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the pain subsiding. I thank you for the blood pressure being regulated right now. I thank you for sickness and disease, diabetes, Lord, and heart disease and inflammation of the lungs and all kind of things going on with arthritis and pains in our joints and our nerves. We bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of depression, trying to get on people during this holiday season. People getting stressed out over holiday season, and we bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. So the power of God, through the authority of his word, we bind up sickness right now, and we thank you for the release tonight. You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace have been laid upon you, Jesus. And by your stripes, we are already healed. It's already done. So, Lord, we thank you for the manifestation. We thank you, Lord, even as we lay down tonight, even as we go throughout our week, even as we got to move, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the pain is going to be miraculously gone. In the name of Jesus, the migraine headaches without taking aspirin is going to be gone. In the name of Jesus, the next doctor's appointment, hallelujah, is going to be positive, and it's going to, in the name of Jesus, make them scratch their head. Oh, Lord, we believe in the supernatural. We believe in miracles. We stand in agreement with your word that outdo this natural world in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless your people tonight. Those in need of a financial miracle, bless them, Lord, being overwhelmed with bills and debt and threatening phone calls. Right now, when we read that scripture, give them peace, God, in the middle of every storm. Allow them with thanksgiving to praise your holy name.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for a praising people. Mm. We thank you for a praying people. We thank you for a faithful people on tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So as I give this prayer line over to my wife, I was blessed to read John 14 yesterday at that homegoing service. And verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Jesus said, also believe in me. Verse number 6, he said, I am the way. Glory. Oh, I feel the whole. Pastor, this thing is on fire tonight. I feel the fire of God. Jesus said, I am the way. I know people trying to find other ways, but those of us on this prayer line, we have found the only way. I am the truth, he said, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And I believe Jesus. I believe the Bible tonight. I believe the holy word and the holy scriptures of God, that we got to remain faithful. We got to stay connected. We got to let this word abide in us, and we stay connected to the vine and the vine dresser, and we will bear much fruit. So, Lord, we thank you for the people of God that's on this prayer line, standing in the need of prayer. Move not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, O God. Because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt your name tonight, God. Hallelujah. We exalt your name. You are worthy. Father, we thank you for your, Father God, hallelujah, your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, oh God. Lord, we thank you for life today and life more abundantly, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have a great plan for our lives, hallelujah. Plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. We thank you, Lord, that we are the first and not the last, above and never beneath, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that according to your word, we are the lender and not the borrower, oh God. We thank you that we are the blessed and not the cursed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we are the healed, oh God, and not the sick, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand of mercy upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even as Pastor prayed the supernatural release of healing on tonight, God, we receive our healing on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can cast our cares on you because you care for us, God. So we, Father God, hallelujah, just lay everything down at your feet, even as the scripture was read earlier, oh God, hallelujah, that we would give you our petitions, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your peace. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to, hallelujah, bear the weight, Father God, hallelujah, of life, oh God. But Lord, we could just come to you, oh God, and cry out to you, and you would hear our prayer, oh God. And you, Father God, will answer us, oh God. So, Lord, I pray for every person on this prayer line on tonight, God. I pray, Father God, that you will release a supernatural blessing of peace, peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you will loose your healing, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will loose, oh God, a supernatural release, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, of abundance, of prosperity, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, there are some people under the sound of my voice, Father God, and they have financial needs, oh God. And Lord, we're praying, Father God, for your prosperity, for your riches, Father God, and your prosperity, Father God, yes, to enter into their homes, oh God, to enter into their bank accounts, God. Father God, you are able to open doors that no man can close. And we're praying, Father God, for doors to open on tonight, God,
come on,
that your people can walk through, Father God, into jobs and careers and opportunities, oh God, that you have already set forth in advance for them to possess, oh God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for those who are in the wilderness. We thank you for those, Father God, who are yet being tested in the wilderness, oh God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would continue, Father God, to direct their steps and order their steps. So, Lord, let your word be a lamp unto their feet, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. You are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we speak peace, oh God, over this prayer line. We speak blessings over this prayer line. We speak, Father God, the abundance of joy over this prayer line, no matter what going on in life, oh God. We, Father God, declare and decree that yet will we praise you, yet will we give you the glory and the honor, oh God, yet will we magnify your name,
yeah,
yet will we, Father God, jump and praise and sing and dance, oh God, hallelujah, and exalt your name on high, because you are still worthy to be praised, God. What it is does not change who you are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, that we walk in the joy of the Lord, knowing that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you for being, Father God, the keeper in the midnight hour. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being the lifter of our head.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being that doctor in the sick room, oh God, and the lawyer in the courtroom, God. We thank you, Lord, for being our banker and our supplier.
Mm.
We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. We thank you for being our peace, our joy, our strength. We thank you for being our rock, hallelujah. We thank you for being our savior, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for redeeming us, oh God. We thank you for being our protection, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being our all in all, God. You are our all in all, oh God. And we continue to look towards heaven, oh God, knowing that that is where our help comes from.
Yes.
Our help comes from you, oh Lord, hallelujah. And we cry out to you, God, and we thank you, and we praise you, God, that we don't have to, hallelujah, stand alone. You said you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake
ever.
Us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you walk with us through the darkest of hours. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on today, hallelujah, that you carry us through every storm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, which is upon our lives. Lord, you said your word will not come back to you void.
Right.
We thank you for angels encamping around us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, oh God, who is ever with us, oh God, ever present within us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being in us, with us, and upon us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand moving in our situation, and even more so for your mighty arm, oh God, that is not waxed weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your strength abideth forever, oh God.
Yes.
That your mercy abideth forever, oh God. That your mercies are new every day, God. So for every need, God, I speak plenty into the atmosphere, oh God. I speak plenty, oh God. I speak blessings. I speak abundance over every house, increase over every life, God. Opportunities knocking, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Blessings, oh God. Touch every family. Touch every child, adult and minor children, God. Lord, save our children. Save
them, Lord.
Save, God. save, God, our loved ones on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are able to do all things but fail, God. And, Lord, we come in faith. We come in total faith. We come in total faith, believing you at your word, God. We take you at your word on tonight, and, God, we say thank you. Praise you. We say thank you, God. We continue to have an attitude of gratitude, oh God. In the name of Jesus, when man counted us out, God, you counted us in. When we were rejected, oh God, when we were neglected, when we were abused and misused, when we were looked down on, when we were, Father God, persecuted, when we, Father God, hallelujah, were shunned, oh God, when we were ostracized, God, when we were counted out, God, you, Father God, counted us as valuable. You received us. You accepted us. You died for us. You had a plan for us. You loved us. Hallelujah. You validated us. Hallelujah. You put your stamp of approval on us, oh God. And for that, we are so grateful. Hallelujah. Because if you be for us, that's more than the whole world against us. Who can stand against us? Hallelujah. As long as you stand for us, oh God. So, Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. Let your Holy Spirit touch every life. Oh glory, hallelujah. Touch every life on this line tonight, God. Touch every person. Breathe the fresh and anew on each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are our power. You are our strength. Oh, you are our rock, our shield, our sword, oh God. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight. So, Lord, continue to increase those who are waiting, Father God, those who, Father God, who have needs in their lives. Continue to increase them, God. Continue to take care of every need, supply every need, for according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. Continue to look after our children. Continue, Father God, to bless every household under the sound of my voice. Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue, Father God, to walk with every person. Father God, let them feel your presence, oh God. Let them see your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, God. Thank you for increasing the church, God. Thank you for increasing new members and spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, let us grow spiritually and numerically continually, Father God, according to your plan, God. You said, Father God, that we should multiply, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you for multiplication, oh God, of souls being saved, God. Saved souls and of lives being changed. Saved souls, changed lives of captives being set free. Saved souls, changed lives, set the captive free, God. Over at 1482 Maple Avenue, God, we believe you at your word, God. We know that it's coming. The harvest is plenteous, Father God, and the laborers are coming, God. We thank you, Lord, for laborers coming into the house. We thank you for sowers coming into the house. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of health. We thank you for every musician coming, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the ushers. We thank you, Lord, for the deacon board. We thank you, Lord, for the trustees. We thank you for, Father God, hallelujah, the children's church. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, hallelujah, for the ministers, oh God, who will, Father God, hold up our arms. We thank you, Lord, for the armor bearers. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, hallelujah, for the teen ministry, for the marriage ministry, for the women's ministry, the men's ministry. Hallelujah. We praise you for the mime ministry, the drama ministry, the dance ministry. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. We thank you. We praise you for the finance ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Let your plan that you've given us, Father God, to feed the hungry, to clothe the poor, oh God. We thank you for the benevolence ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the street team, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to have your way.
Have your way,
Lord. And Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for the motherboard. We thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in New Creation Christian Ministry. So continue to have your way as you add to our number daily.
Yes.
Have your way as you add to our number daily, as you did in the book of Acts, oh God. And let the spirit of love continue to flow throughout that sanctuary, flow throughout that building, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you. Your name, and we magnify your name on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Go ahead and praise God. Come on and praise God for the answer to the prayers. Hallelujah. That have already gone forth on tonight. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and give him the glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead and magnify his name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and exalt his name. Hallelujah. God is worthy. God, you're worthy. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify your name. We exalt you. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Well, we're getting ready to, I want to give it back to my husband. Amen. Hallelujah. As he begins to open up the phone lines. Amen. If you have a prayer request or a praise report that you want to share with us, you can just press 1 on your phone and we will take your call. I'm telling you, God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. And I feel his spirit, Pastor, like you said, just flowing through
God.
These phone lines.
So,
amen.
So
he's a mighty God. And caller, we see your hand. Amen. We're going to take your call. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Again, press 1 on your phone and we will put you on the air. We're going to get to every caller tonight. To God be the glory. The presence of the Lord is so strong on this phone line tonight, and we thank God for every caller. Area code 908. God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Jarinette.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord. I just
want to. And that, yes, we're listening.
Bless you. I just want to thank God for new beginnings and a new family.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the new beginnings that's going to come in 2015. And thank him for the increase.
Amen.
My God.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, we thank God for that, and we're going to pray with you and for you. But we just thank God for connecting, amen, with our church family. And we thank God. Hallelujah. We know there's blessings on the horizon for you.
Wow.
And we know in the name of Jesus,
yes,
it's going to be,
God,
if not the best season of your life, one of the best seasons,
Jesus,
of your life,
ooh,
up and coming. So we thank
my
God,
God,
your expectation, your anticipation,
Jesus,
as you said, the newness.
My God.
God is doing a new thing. He says,
Jesus,
in his word, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? So I thank God. Hallelujah. He's just giving you a preview. He hasn't even shown you the whole picture. Oh, I feel God right now. You know, after you watch the movies and you see the preview and you get excited about watching the entire movie, God is only giving you a snapshot. And your future is bright.
Amen.
Your ladder and your future is so promising. And just keep moving forward by faith and watch God.
Hallelujah.
Trust you.
My God.
He trusts you to give him the praise. So when it's done, remember to praise your God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Jarinette tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as she has made the declaration of the new season in her life. Thank you, Lord, for this chapter in her story, Lord. We thank you. Glory be to God that you have turned the page in her life. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you are ordering her steps through your word. Your word is a lamp unto her feet. Your word is a light unto her pathway. In the name of Jesus, continue to order her steps through your word, Lord. Give her ears to hear and hearts to receive what you are saying to her in this hour. Strengthen her, Lord, even in her weakened area. Continue to put the right people in her life. Continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to surround her, Lord, giving her the resources that she needs. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the covering. We thank you for the divine connection from glory. You said before you formed her in her mother's womb, you knew her, and you called her, and you ordained her. So, Lord, you're watching now over your word to perform it in her life. So, Lord, we give you thanks for her. We
Hallelujah.
Know, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
thank
that
you
called
Jesus.
Her for a time such
thank
as this.
My God.
So, Lord, allow her hands to stay on the plow because
yes.
she's
thank
not going
to
look back and she's
yes.
not going to turn back.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for her life. I thank you for her praise and her prayers in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank
and,
you,
Lord,
God.
Glory be to God. Continue
yes.
to build her testimony.
Oh, glory.
Thank
glory.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Continue to build her faith up, Lord,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Even as you have done a new thing in her life.
Yes,
yes
hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory
hallelujah.
Be to God.
Thank hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, we praise you, Lord.
Yes,
we
You're
magnify
to be
your name.
God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And we give him tonight
yes,
in the
Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus. And
yes,
she already
Lord.
Said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank God for you tonight. And you're a blessed woman of God. And we just thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I concur. It is a time of new beginnings. 2015 is going to be a phenomenal year for us all, and especially those of us at New Creation Christian Ministries, and we're just so blessed to have you as a part of the family. Amen. And we just
Amen.
Thank God for going to do in your life. God, I saw a turning. God showed me, I don't even know if I've spoken to you a few weeks ago, that God, there was a turning taking place in your life, that God was turning some things around. My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And everything the devil meant for evil, God was turning. He was turning that thing around. Amen. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus, making it for your good. So everything that you've been through has been preparation for where God is taking you to. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's been to strengthen
Hallelujah.
You and to establish you. And God says continue to be obedient to his word. And as you continue to walk in obedience, because you have fine-tuned your ear to hear his voice, as you continue to walk in obedience, blessings are going to unfold before you that cannot be reversed. Irreversible blessings. Oh, glory. I hear
Hallelujah.
God saying irreversible blessings are unfolding before you. As you walk, what God is doing in this season cannot be reversed and cannot be revoked. My God, can oh, glory, hallelujah. It can't be reversed. They can't stop it, and they can't turn it. They can't change it, my God, in the name of Jesus. So we're excited, amen, about how God's going to use you. He's put some things, like Pastor said, since he knew you, since you were in your mother's womb, he's put some things in you, and we're excited. God's going to bring so much out of you, since it's been suppressed. Glory, hallelujah. And he's going to use you mightily. So we're excited.
Thank
about
you,
what God is doing in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just hold on. You're in for God's getting ready to take you on a journey, my God.
Hallelujah.
So hold on and
thank
enjoy
you.
The ride.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, you're so worthy. Hallelujah.
He is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to take another
God
call.
Bless you.
We thank God for Sister Jaronette. She's
God bless you, Sister Jaronette.
Amen. She's part of our church family now.
Amen.
And we, oh,
Hallelujah.
Glory. We celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate
thank
the growth and new creation. And we thank God for her.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless the holy name of Jesus on tonight. We're going to take another call. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Area code 270. 270. We thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes
thank God
Lord.
For another terrific Tuesday in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I thank God once again for the pastors at New Creation Christian Ministry. I just thank God for each and every Tuesday night for allowing his word to be brought forth and our soul to be filled. I thank God for allowing our spirit to identify with one another. And I just thank God for what he's allowed me to receive from the true and living word of God being brought forth. And I thank God for Pastor Anthony Simmons. And I thank God for his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And in my heart and spirit, as I heard the Holy Spirit speak to her, about the wilderness. I thank God for giving us grace in the wilderness. And I thank God for Sister Jaronette being connected to this ministry that God has planted her in. A ministry that is all about the true and living word of God being taught and all about our Father's people being led to Jesus Christ. And each and every individual on this prayer line tonight, I know we come standing in need of a blessing. And right now we believe and know because we look to the hills from which cometh our help. And we know from the book of Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we know that our Father Jesus Christ rules and reigns in the heaven and earth and everything under the earth. He's in control of. And right now, we give you, Father, post-dated praise because your blessing has already been spoken. Your word said, when there's two or more gathered together in your name, you will be in the midst. Your word also says, where the fullness of the Lord is, there is joy. And there is joy on this line each and every Tuesday night. And I thank you, Father, again for Pastor Anthony Simmons. You anointed him, Father, and you formed him in his mother's womb like you did Joshua. You anointed him to preach the gospel. Just like, Father, your daughter, Pastor Simmons, just like Anna, Father, she was faithful to you. She fasted and prayed at the temple, Father, and whatever you speak through our mouth, we receive it and take it to the faith bank and deposit it. And that's why I say right now, each and every caller on this line, give God post-dated praise right now and let him know you receive the blessings and the prayers that have been prayed. We praise you, Father, and we know that praise pushes us to our promise that you have given us because you are faithful and just God that we serve. Don't allow your faith to be tested. When your faith is tested by the enemy, just praise the Lord because he rules and reigns. He's in control of all things. And when God said through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, who is God, who came in the flesh as man, God-man in the flesh, ruling and reigning over each and every demonic attack of the enemy, he still rules and reigns because that power he has vested in you. You speak those things that are not as if they were because he ruled and reigned in you. And as he said to Simon Peter, who do you say I am? In your circumstance, in your situation, who do you say Jesus Christ is? He is the Son of the true and living God. And he has called you by name. And there's nothing too hard for him because he has all power from on high. And he's here to bless you from an abundance with an overflow of all things. Whatever the enemy is sending at you to make you think is not going to happen, just rejoice and praise the Lord because he is in control. You are part of this righteous kingdom of Christ Jesus, and there's nothing the enemy can do without getting authority and approval from our Father God Almighty, who rules and reigns from on high, because we know, Father, heaven is your home, but earth is your footstool. You're in control of this right here. You went to Hades and took the keys from death from the enemy. We know you rule and reign. And whatever we ask, all we got to do is speak it in the name of Jesus, and we shall receive it. Psalms 37:4 says, and like Joseph is the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. We also think in regard to David as we look through the hills for which cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And I also rejoice when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We are in the house of the Lord right now because we are exalting him on high. In your word, say, Father, when you are lifted up, when you are exalted, you'll draw all men unto you. Continue to have your way with the pastors at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I love you and I love them, Father. I've never seen them in the natural, but I thank you for the spirit that you have given me, that I identified with the spirit that you have given them, the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for them. And I thank you for spiritual unity and divine assignment that you've given them. In the name of Jesus, I praise. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Amen and again. Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We magnify your name for our brother on tonight. Continue to use him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord is in his mouth with authority, might, and power. Oh, hallelujah. Even as you were speaking, I heard international. I heard national. God, glory be to God. Principalities tremble when you begin to open up your mouth. Continue to speak, thus said the Lord. Continue to open up your mouth and bind up the spirits and the invisible realm, because you are an effective piece for God. God shows you a vessel in the name of Jesus. Allow yourself to be used mightily by God in this hour. Hallelujah. Avail yourself and watch what God do through you in Jesus' name. And we receive that word tonight. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you as you spoke into our lives once again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for our brother, hallelujah, tomorrow, Lord, tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine connection, Lord. We thank you for connecting him to us at New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, for sending him, oh, God, hallelujah, as you sent Aaron and her to hold up the arms of Moses, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for connecting his heart to ours in the spirit realm, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to bless him, oh God. Continue to keep him. Let your angels encamp around him in his coming and his going, oh God. Put a hedge of protection around him, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against him can prosper, God. I thank you, Lord, for having your hand upon his life. Lord, continue to stir the fire in his belly, God. Continue to anoint him with fire from on high, oh God. Even as he sends up his offering, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for consuming it with your fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for continuing to do a work in his life, God. Whatever it is that he stands in the need of, oh God, we bless him tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing him indeed, for increasing him, oh God, even so that he can do what he needs to do, Father God, what you have, Father God, what you have directed him to do, oh God, during his private prayer time with you, God. Lord, even as he walks in obedience to you, oh God, we pray for you, Father God, to meet every need. And God, we thank you, Lord, that is already done. We thank you, Lord, that there is no good thing that you will withhold from this man of God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for even you giving him the desires of his heart, God. You know the personal petitions that he has for you, God. So Lord, we touch and agree with him on tonight, God, pertaining to those personal prayers, oh God, that he has on the altar before you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for divine manifestation, oh glory, hallelujah, of those requests, God, that he has made known unto you. We continue to pray for the Rock Church, oh God. We continue to pray for the leadership there, oh God. We continue to pray, oh God, that every need be met, God. In the name of Jesus, we continue to pray for your presence to be in supreme in that place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we continue to pray for souls being saved and lives being saved. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to have your way. Touch his face. Family, touch this man of God's family, God. Touch them, oh God. Touch. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Every impossible situation, God, we pray for you to turn it around right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even as he is like John the Baptist crying out in the wilderness, God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that he's crying loud and sparing not, God. We thank you, Lord, for your word is in his belly. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Continue, Father God, to edify him and pour back into him, even as he pours. I see you pouring out everywhere you go. I see God has you on divine assignment, and you're not looking for a pulpit necessarily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God, wherever you go, you're making it a pulpit for the Lord. Hallelujah. And I see you crying out on the behalf of God. I see you pouring out and ministering to empty souls and ministering to hungry and hurting souls. Hallelujah. It's like you're on an evangelistic missionary mission. My God. Hallelujah. God is using you everywhere that you go. Hallelujah. To bring forth light and to speak life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Through his word. Hallelujah. And the word that you're speaking is manifesting. It's like you're speaking it and it's manifesting, my God. And God, my word that you speak shall not come forth void, shall not come back void, because you're speaking the prayer. There's a purity, my God. There's a purity, my God. It's untainted, my God. Hallelujah. God says, continue to consecrate yourself. Continue to consecrate yourself. Hallelujah. Because I have more. There's more. I just see more. There's more. You're saying, God saying, who can I send? And your heart's crying, so God, send me. Hallelujah. You're not looking for popularity or fame. You just want God's glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And God said, you shall see my glory shine forth. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders, none of them shall follow you. Oh, glory. God's giving you an even greater anointing. Every prayer that you pray, there's more of you, God. God's answering that prayer. So just continue. Oh, glory, my God. Continue to walk with God. I see you walking with God. I see you laboring in the word. I see you praying. Hallelujah. I see you fellowshipping with God. Hallelujah. I see you just consecrated. And just, God says, continue to do that. Continue to obey my voice. And guard your ears. Watch the voices. Hallelujah. And guard your ears, because I'm going to do a marvelous work. And it's already known that you've given me the glory for it. But God says, because of that, I'm getting ready to do a marvelous work through you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank God for our brother tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the prophetic word through Pastor tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know if everybody heard him, but he said, if you're in the wilderness, praise God.
Jesus.
Give God, whether you're in the wilderness or not, give him a post-dated praise.
And then he talked about
hallelujah.
I just preached.
You preached at our church on Sunday.
Don't panic.
It's just a test.
It's just a test.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And we're in the same spirit, because that's what he said. If your faith is being tested or tried, continue to praise God,
God.
And watch what God do.
Jesus.
And give God a post-dated
praise.
I heard of a post-dated check. But he said give him a post-dated praise. Hallelujah.
He preaching already.
Yeah.
My God.
But the word says in Revelation, I wish that you'd be hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you, and I'll spit you out of my mouth. But we know that Brother Jamal is on fire.
Amen.
So we thank God that God is going to consume him and use him in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
We're going to take another caller. Press 1 on your phone device. This may be our last caller tonight, but if you press 1 on your phone device, we're going to get to every caller. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Area code 678-678. We thank God for you this evening.
Amen.
And I thank God for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something happens when I call him. There's something about that name, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, God.
Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Jesus is so good to me. He has been so good to me, pastors. You just can't imagine. There's nothing that he cannot do for you. I know that I was going through some rough time at the job, and you know what? I'm transitioning to another job just like that. I mean, he is just opening doors to me, and I'm not even going to realize that door is going to be closed. He's just going to push me right through, because I thank him so much. I just started everything that I need to do to work from home, and thank God things look like they're just picking up rapidly, and I thank Jesus so much. I love him so much. I worship him. I adore him.
Yes.
I love
yes.
you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I just want to let everyone know on this line that, I mean, we are so blessed. No matter what we're going through, we're blessed. It's like
yes.
it's like something to give thanks to Jesus for every day, no matter what, no matter what, because he will pull you through. He definitely will pull you through. But I just want to request a prayer for my aunt. I know you you prayed for her earlier, but she's not doing very well. She's in her late 80s, and you know she's lived a good life, and she has been blessed too very much. And I just want you to say a prayer for her and continue praying for me and my family. It's just like Pastor Anthony said a couple of weeks ago, I think. I mean, just things are just coming at me, you know, from all different directions. And like I said, it's just, you know, if it's evil, it just jumps right off of me. And whatever, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. And Jesus is saying yes, go forward. And that's what I'm doing too. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Thank you. Well, we're just praising God with you for that praise report on having that one door closed and another door open. Like,
yes,
my God,
yes,
like
Jesus.
That. God can do it. Only God can do it like that. He does it so well. He takes care of us so well. Amen.
Yes,
and like you said, you won't even miss it because it's a transition. Hallelujah. So
yes.
We thank God for that. We're going to pray for your aunt. What is your aunt's name? I know I did.
Her name is Delia.
Delia?
Delia. D-E-L-I-A. Delia.
Amen. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For Sister Maria. Hallelujah. And Sister Carmen, God. We thank you for these two women of God, Father God. Hallelujah. Who you have connected to us, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing through them and in them, God. We thank you, Lord, for their lives, oh God. We thank you for blessing them and keeping them, God. We thank you for their families, God. Continue to bless their families, God. Continue to bless their children, God, their grandchildren, Father God, Sister Carmen's grandchildren. Continue to bless them, oh God. Bless them indeed in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Continue to bless their finances. Continue to bless them, Father God. Father God, hallelujah. Just keep them in the spirit realm, oh God. Bless them with joy and peace, Father God, and power. Father God, continue to let your dunamis flow through them, oh God. Continue to let your enthusiasm be your power of your authority, of your word be spoken through their mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the relationship that they have with each other. Thank you for the relationship that they have with us, oh God, and New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine connections in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have knit us together, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your work, your wondrous work, oh God, even in their lives, God. Continue to bless, Father God, Sister Maria. Bless her household. Bless her son, oh God. Bless her finances, God. Bless her health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her above and beyond what she can think, ask, or imagine, God. You know the plans that you have for her, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. I bind up the hands of Satan. I come against every plan that he has set for her. I annihilate every trap that he has set for her. I come against, we send back every demon on assignment to the principalities that they were dispatched from in the name of Jesus. We send every demon back to the pit of hell, to the abyss in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that witchcraft can't touch her, hallelujah, that words can't touch her, hallelujah, that demonic oppression can't touch her in the name of Jesus. Were you sending your word that we're free in Christ and free indeed? Hallelujah. We thank you that every curse has been broken. We thank you that every bondage has been broken in the name of Jesus. The word says that the just shall live by faith. So we walk by faith and not by sight, God. I thank you for this woman of God, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to bless her like never before. You said you would continually provide for her. You said you would continually pour blessings into her bosom. So, Lord, continue to do so, even according to your word, God, that you would meet every need according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus, God. So bless her home and family. And, Lord, we pray for Sister Carmen, God. Bless her household. Bless her family, God. Bless, Father God, her marriage, God. In the name of Jesus, touch her body. Heal her body, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the blessing that she is to your local assembly, God. Even if she comes every Sunday, God, and every Tuesday to this prayer line, God. Continue to bless that woman of God that sits so quietly on this prayer line. God, bless her right now. We send forth this prayer right now that you will bless Sister Carmen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let everyone, everything, that every one of her prayers be answered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing her grandchildren, Jay and Kevin Jr., God. Thank you for those two young people, God, who are also a part of the new creation. Thank you for blessing them mightily by your power of your precious Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So continue to bless these women, God, and bless them even as they're concerned about their aunt.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Even as they are concerned about their aunt Delia, oh God, Lord, give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, allow them, Father God, to rest in you, God. Father God, we give their aunt Delia to you right now, God, even as she's 88 years old, God, even as she's, Father God, even has somehow, Father God, even not given up the desire to go on, Father God. We speak to her spirit right now, Father God, we speak life to her spirit right now, God. We speak life, oh yeah. We speak life to her spirit right now, God. We speak, Father God, healing to her right now, healing to her body and life to her spirit. Father God, we speak salvation and deliverance, God. We speak, Father God, salvation and deliverance, God. Let the ignite her spirit, man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, make it easy, Father God. Take away the pain. Take away any, Father God, pain that she's experiencing, God. Heal her body, God. Give her rest in her latter years, oh God. Give her comfort in her latter years, oh God. Even now, Father God, she's in the hospital, God. I heard she may be unresponsive, oh God. You can do miracles, oh God. So, Lord, we're even asking for a miracle, God. We're even praying for the miraculous, Father God, according to your will, God, that you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we stand in touch in agreement with this family for Aunt Delia, oh God, that you send your blessings into their hospital room, that you touch her body, God, and that you show forth your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and we thank you for Maria's job. We thank you, Father God, for opening that door, and Father God, even blessing it now, even in advance. We give you, like the brother said, a post-dated praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We go ahead and praise him. Everybody on the line, just go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and give him the glory. See, there is power in your praise. Hallelujah. As you open your mouth and praise God. See, when you praise God through the pressure, he sends in an anointing. When you praise God in the wilderness, he sends an anointing. When you praise God when you don't feel like praising him, he sends an anointing. When you praise God in spite of everything that you're going through right now, he sends an anointing. The Bible says that not only does he send an anointing, but he shows up in the middle of your praise. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. So God, we thank you for happening our praise on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for releasing your anointing. We thank you for your glory being revealed. Hide us in the rock, oh God. Hide us in the cleft of the rock, oh God. That rock is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And show us your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless your name, God. And we thank you, Lord, for increase across this prayer line. We thank you for increase for every household, for every person, for every individual, for those who are mourning, for those who are going through. We thank you for increase, and we thank you for our sister Maria. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Sister Maria.
God bless you.
Congratulations. Thank you. God bless you. We love you. Amen. We thank God for her tonight. God can transition us into something new.
Ooh.
He always has better waiting for us. And as she said, even when it gets tough and she went through those tough times, she stood in faith, and her faith was honored by God. It says, be it unto you according to your faith. So we thank God tonight that she gave that praise report of a God allowing her to transition smoothly into a whole nother career that's going to continue to generate income for her livelihood. And we thank God for that. Well, we're going to go down from this place, and we thank God for each and every caller. Again, we're going to be at New Creation tomorrow, 7:30. It's the third Wednesday, and we're going to be teaching on marriage and relationships. So it's been a blessed time, and the young people, engaged people, male, female, everybody's being blessed by those sessions, and we thank God. If you know anyone who wants to be married, single, or married, or engaged, tell them about what we're doing on Wednesday night, every third Wednesday at 1482 Maple Avenue. And it's a blessing. It's been a blessing. And we'll do it for as long as God allows us to do it. So we thank God for every caller. Amen. Tonight. And we continue to pray for you as you continue to pray for us. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We'll also be doing a marriage. We'll also be doing a marriage and relationship summit in North Carolina on the first weekend of January, January the 9th, the 8th and the 9th. That Friday night I'll be preaching, and then that Saturday morning Pastor Anthony and I will be doing a workshop on marriage. Amen. So it's a marriage and relationship summit. It's a relationship summit. It's the 8th and the 9th. The information is on my Facebook page, and we'll be announcing the information also. It's a free summit. There's no price to attend. Amen. Everybody can come, and we'll be in North Carolina. So if you're in North Carolina or close by, drive on over and see us. I believe we'll be right off of 95. I don't have the town. It's like 20 minutes from Rocky Mount. We won't exactly be in Rocky Mount, but they're bringing us down. They've asked us to come down and teach and preach on relationships and marriage. Amen. So that is an open door, and we thank God for that open door. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says freely you have to receive, freely give. So we're going to pour out. We're not leaving here with anything in us. Amen. We're going to pour out. Hallelujah. So if you're in that area, and we'll let you know as we travel when we're coming to a city near you. We'll be in Florida in the summer. I don't know if we'll be ministering, but we will be visiting our mom. Amen. And we're looking forward to that. We normally go for Christmas, but we could not make it for Christmas, but we will be there in the summer. Amen. And we will let you know where we're going so that you can come out and we can meet a whole bunch of you. Amen. I see you, Mommy. I love you. I always love my mama. Amen. I love that powerful woman of God. She is a blessing to
me. Love you, Mom.
Amen to us. Amen. So God bless you. Sunday, listen. Sundays are powerful. God's glory is in the house. Look, all we want is his glory. Amen. We cannot do anything without his anointing. We cannot do anything without his manifested presence. Amen. His Shekinah glory. That's what we're seeking after at New Creation Christian Ministries. And God is meeting us on Wednesdays. He's meeting us on Thursdays. He's meeting us on Sunday. Amen. Thursday is our addiction recovery meeting. We're meeting the most excellent way. We sit down. We have coffee. We have donuts. And we talk. Amen, about the Lord. We have a word, and we just discuss that word and life, and it's phenomenal what God is doing. Amen. Let God use you, amen, to the max. Don't hold anything back from God. Amen. So come and see us. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, and our service on Sunday is 12:30. Amen.
Our service on Sunday is 12:30.
Yes.
That gives you time to get that extra hour sleep.
Come on
Sunday morning and come on over and worship God with us. Amen. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we meet at 7:30. So God bless you. We're going to play I Believe. Amen. Because we do believe, like the brother, our brother told us earlier, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So believe God. Believe God. Make it your work to believe God. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our Lord. We love you.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Gonna get better.
Go in the room
to the single parent. Go in the room and ground your
else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it.
about your future.